Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can't believe that the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years.
Oh, it is so crazy. You know, there have been a lot of moments that this fan base, Kara, has suffered through the playoffs. Like, I don't know, the game where Marcus Mariota threw a touchdown pass to himself, or the second half collapse in Indianapolis against Andrew Luck. And then most recently, Kara, Tom Brady and the Pats last year in the AFC Championship game.
You forgot the Lynn Elliott game, too.
Oh, don't say that. Do not ever say that name again.
Okay. Deep breath. But this time around, we've got the NFL's reigning MVP in Patrick Showtime Mahomes. His playmaking ability is downright legendary at this point. He checks all the boxes you look for in a great QB, whether it's his ridiculous arm talent, ability to extend plays with his feet, or understanding of blitz concepts, along with pass coverages. Yeah. He can do it all.
He totally can. You know, it starts with the Legion of Zoom. Tyreek Hill is the fastest player in the NFL who's proved everyone that he isn't just a return specialist anymore. It's so hard for any defense to contain him, Kara, because you can't guard him one-on-one. He'll blow right by you with that 4.2 speed. Along with Sammy Watkins, DeMarcus Robinson, and the rookie Mecole Hardman, you know, I mean, they are the fastest receiving core in NFL history. That's what speed do.
Yeah, and did you forget about the best tight end in the league, Mr. Travis Kelce? He is the first tight end in NFL history to have four straight seasons of 1,000 yards receiving. It's because he's just able to find the soft spots in zone coverage. Plus, he's a matchup nightmare in man coverage because he can outrun linebackers and outmuscle any corner or safety.
Right, and I'm so glad you mentioned defense. You know, we were just talking the other day. The Chiefs made some major overhauls in this past offseason. It started when, for the love, they fired Bob Sutton finally, and they brought in Steve Spagnuolo, and that 4-3 defense.
Yep, and it was that Sutton running the fourth.
Right.
It was because Sutton ran that 3-4 scheme.
Yeah, that 3-4 scheme.
Yes, with all of our returning starters still trying to figure out their assignments on every single play, you know, it was just going to take some time.
It was, but don't forget the amount of newcomers to the defense, too. We have rookies Juan Thornhill and Kalen Saunders. They pair so nicely with Frank the Shark Clark. Plus, adding the veteran presence of Terrell Suggs late in the season of the waiver wire, that was huge. But do you know who I think has made the biggest difference for this defense?
Who?
Tyrann Mathieu.
Oh, yes. That's the guy they call the Honey Badger. He plays that hybrid safety role to perfection, using his instincts from watching countless hours of film. And when he makes a big play on the field, he makes sure you know that by pointing to his head saying, you know the vibe.
You know the vibe. And I love the hybrid safety role. It's my favorite role, whether it's dropping back in coverage or creeping up in the box to stop the run. The Honey Badger just don't care. He does what he wants.
Yes. We got to talk about the 49ers, though.
Yeah, I know.
A team who has turned their fortunes around in one season, from going 4-12 last season to 13-3.
Well, it's all because of quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and that zone blocking scheme, rushing attack that is so great for keeping defenses off balance, because just when you think it's a run, they hit you with a play action pass.
Yeah, and I mean, he's hot both on and off the field. He is really that three-headed monster backfield of theirs, maybe even hotter last week, led by Raheem Mostert. He rushed for 220 yards and four touchdowns.
Oh, that Raheem Mostert. And George Kittle, great tight end. I cannot believe he is first-team All-Pro, though, over Travis.
Don't get me started on that. I mean, Kittle did have some more receiving yards last year than Kelce, and he's known as the best blocking tight end in football, but he can take a game just as easily as Kelce.
Yeah, and along with five former first-round draft picks on their defensive line, including Mr. Former Chief, Mr. Was I Really Lined Offsides last year in the AFC Championship game, D. Ford, and an underrated secondary led by Richard Sherman, the 49ers defense is legit.
Look, the biggest thing the Chiefs need to do offensively in this game is to utilize the short to intermediate passing game. We all know they can do the stretch to the field at any time, but it's going to come down to avoiding getting behind the sticks so the defensive front they call the gold rush doesn't get a chance to pin their ears back in clear passing situations.
Right, but knowing how Big Red is an offensive genius, he'll come up with some ways to counter that front four. Don't be surprised if he mixes it up by throwing some bubble screens and that old Kelly Donahoe famous shovel pass to make those pass rushers think twice before going right after Mahomes in the pocket.
Really, defensively, they need to stop the run, period. That is going to be the only way the 49ers can beat Mahomes, by keeping him off the field and controlling the time of possession. It's going to be crucial that SackNation.com president and CEO Chris Jones is on the field as much as possible to provide an opportunity and an ability to create that interior push to control the line of scrimmage.
But defensive ends Frank Clark, Tano No Passiganlo, and T. Sizzle will need to set the edge and force those runners to cut back inside. So you know, Kara, those linebackers can really rally to the football and play downhill.
It's going to be a great game, Dana. I cannot wait to watch on Sunday.
I cannot wait. You know, at the end of the day, no matter whoever's broadcasting the game, this will be a very special moment for this city.
That is absolutely true.
Let's go, Chiefs! That was so bad and so funny, and I love you.
Yep.
Who is the Yoko Ono? Who the hell?
Tiano? What the hell?
I don't know. All right, I'll call you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.